thing for 45 years. But somebody want me. You know, the purpose of a meeting like this, I was out 7 years a lifetime on the field, and before that a few years. And my purpose in coming here is to help you. I always appreciate all of my friends that I see in meetings. Last night there was a person here in the building. I think maybe it's the second time they've ever been in a Holiness meeting. I looked at that person. You may be here tonight. If you are, we are happy you're back. But I saw you. And I'm not looking where you were at, but I knew that you were in trouble. I've never saw you before. If I could get someone saved, someone healed, someone filled with the Holy Ghost, help somebody, that's all I'm trying to do. That's all I've spent my life for. I was calculating the other day, and I went over 2 million miles. Wore out about 18 new cars and a bunch of old ones. Been on a gob of them big old airplanes. And I know I'm on the backside. Oh, I'm trying to choose my words now. I hope the Lord can use me. I would like for the Lord to use me in His service. I know there's a way to touch God for people. And you know, we're not living in Finney's day or Moody's day. Do something for yourself. Make a footprint of your own. One day I thought of the preachers and I said, concerning those preachers, oh man of God, for you I weep. You must pray while others sleep. You must go and you must give, that other souls might freely live. Write something down for yourself. Do something for the Lord yourself. Invite some sinner yourself. I mean, make a move for the Lord while you're here for yourself. Know when you die that I did something for the Lord. I saw the sick prayed for 45 years ago. And I saw them healed. I was in the day when Oral first started, God was with him. When Jack Cole first started, God was with him. Yeah. I was in those meetings when Oral told them, get out of that worldly church and quit that living world and quit those sins and live for God. I was there.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I saw the sick healed. And I prayed by the day, by the hour. I went into church and the sun come up and left when it went down. I went in when it went down and left when it come up. I said, Lord, you heal somebody I pray for somewhere. You let me touch you for somebody. You know, you ought to feel important enough before the Lord as a Christian and feel obligated enough to say, Lord, use me in your service.
Right. Yeah.
Not what others do. It's me that must go through. If I can stir a local church when I come for a meeting, I certainly appreciate visitors. I don't know what we'd do without our visitors helping us. But now this is Brother Moore. If I come to your church and I don't feel that I've blessed that local assembly, if I don't feel I've strengthened the backbone of those pillars in that church, if I don't feel I've blessed that Sunday school and that superintendent and those teachers and that pastor and his wife, I feel like a failure, boys. That's the main thing I come for. Oh, yes, I appreciate our great visitors coming to help us. But if I can get you, this local church, stirred right here, you'll bless this community. You'll help this community. Somebody asked for it. I sang it a whole lot. Sounds out of tune, Lord. Somebody have the last string. That ain't far off right there, but that's Lindsay's problem. That's what he's going to have to learn to do if we ever launch out together.
I just opened my Bible and it brought back old times. I could see Mother's teardrops upon every line. There on its pages those fragments still lay. Faded blue ribbon and a lilac bouquet. The orchids are tender and the lilies so fair. Blushing red rose could never compare to my memories of Mama and how she would say, thank you, my son, for the lilac bouquet. Birds are still singing around that old home, there in those fields where I used to roam. Beneath the oak tree, there's an old lonesome grave. Angels came calling for my mama one day. The orchids are tender and the lilies so fair. The king red rose could never compare to my memories of my mother and how she would say, thank you, my son, for the lilac bouquet. In the bright courts of heaven, in the beautiful home, I can see my dear mother around that white throne. From the garden in heaven, dear mommy, someday I'll pick you another lilac bouquet. The orchids are tender and the lilies so fair. Blushing red rose could never compare to my memories of my mama and how she would say, thank you, my son, for the lilac bouquet. Last time Roosevelt ran for office, I was preaching on the street corner in Blanchard, Oklahoma. You sang this one. Would you listen, good people, now to what I've got to say? We've been living in a mighty evil day, and it seems that men won't hear the word of the Lord. But we know God cannot lie. Every nation he's going to try. And we see that his hand is on our land. Well, it's God's mighty hand that's been troubling this old land. North and south, to east and west can be seen. Well, it's been a trouble in the rich and the poor. We see that God's hand is on our land. Many, many nations, many, many towns, many, many banks will sure go down. People gonna lose every dollar that they save. Sinner, you better be running to God, for your future will be hard. For we see that God's hand is on our land. Well, it's God's mighty hand that's been troubling this old land. North and south, east and west can be seen. Well, there's been a trouble in the rich and the poor. Men have been running to and fro. And we see that God's hand is on. It's the last day, all right. That's the reason men have learned to put Jack's heart in Joe, Jim's kidney in John, Mary's eye in Susie's eye. That's right. Knowledge has been increased. Did you know that I used to sit in the country by the old wood stove when it was cherry red? Insulation, didn't know nothing about insulation. Hadn't been invented yet. And play the old mail order guitar, or listen to my aunt play it. You play on the double eagle on it, and it wasn't an electric line in 10 miles of us. In my day, why, I've cranked the Model T Ford till I got pert near as bad as Slim. Oh, forgot my uncle. Where's the Slim? My uncle Slim. Uncle Leonard, he is Slim. That's who he was. He is tall Slim. I forget about you, but that he Slim, he jerked the crank out and beat the headlights off of it. That's just truth of it, Slim. You never did own a Model T? Well, you don't know then.
what you do. You crank it till you give out, and then jack the right rear wheel up and crank some more. And just as you give completely up, she said, "Stop." You could kill it at night and go out the next morning and turn the switch on. Start. I've had them do it. Crank them for a half hour, wouldn't do nothing. Kill it and go out the next morning, turn the switch. Start. I mean, it was out of starter. Just come up just right in the forward. Start. That was the day I come from. Bible said in the last days, knowledge shall be increased. Children, we're going to be blinder than a bat. They can see a little. If we can't see that we're in the end time. Your grandpa was honest, and your great-grandpa, they could go down to the bank and borrow the money in Oklahoma on the cotton crop at the end of the year in the fall before they even made it, and the banker just let them have it, and grandpa would go in and pay it, and the banker knowed he would. Didn't have to mortgage nothing.
Come on, Brother Moore.
But the end time knowledge should be increased. Did you ever stop to think about you're the people that's in the day that knowledge has been increased? From the horse, to the clutchless automobile, to the telephone, to the radio, to the television. Television, one of the greatest inventions ever made in the history of the human family, and could be the biggest blessing we've ever had, but so far it is not. It is not, sir, but it could be. But can pick a picture up out of the air, snowing, the wind blowing, and dust in air, and make it colored on a screen. Turn it on or off, or get another picture. That's one of the greatest. What is it? Knowledge has been increased. Men do not always use the knowledge that God gives them for the betterment of the human family, but knowledge has been increased. And when will it do it? In the end time. What will it be doing then? It'll be running back and forth to California if gasoline's $7.32 a gallon. Because God said it, you do it. In the last days, they eat and drink. I'm going to tell you one thing. If I was wondering about what business to go in, I'd think of something to make, called a dipsy waddle or something that nobody else had invented yet, and get where the people is on a good thoroughfare, get me a little building where they can get to it, and advertise and sell something to eat. Rename that thing every few weeks or months. Rename it. Put the bacon on the bottom and the cheese on top or something. I mean, they'll eat and drink in the last day. It's a biblical sign.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brother Moore.
I'm talking about Bible signs right now about the end time. Huh? If buy and sell, you know what you need to do? Clean that cellar out and that garage out and that upstairs room and have a yard sale so you can have more to put that you bought at the last garage sale. Buy and sell is the bunch I ever seen in my life. It's a Bible. That's all it could be. They'll plant and they'll build. You build your dream home, that's what you said five houses back. What caused you to do it? If we'd have just put the garage over yonder, and if we'd have put a den down here and built the kitchen back in through yonder, we'll get one built like that and we'll never want another. And you'll sell that. Now, don't you take offense to me, Paul. You'll sell that before you get it finished, nerd, and buy you another. I ain't no harm in children building them a house and selling it. Build them a house, sell it. Find a clearing them on. Be careful after you clear that. And Paul, you're going to want to sell it and dive in again. You're going to lose your marbles. But that is what's happening, isn't it so? I mean, we're planting and building. Everywhere I go, I never saw such a building. We built buildings in Oklahoma and never did lease them. Put hundreds of thousands of dollars in them and bulldoze them down and build another one where that was at. And it's empty. We're doing it. I don't care if the interest gets to be 25%. People still build. God said they would. We got pulled ignorant. Okie's ignorant as I am down there. Why, I ain't going to call his name. But he come out of the woods and went to town. Couldn't hardly write his name. Picked up a level and square and built some of the best buildings you ever laid eyes on. I'm personally acquainted with the man in Dayton, Ohio. I can't write you a song off. He has built million-dollar buildings over there and better.
Yeah.
God put it in him. Yeah. He said, I preached in a place a while back, and a pastor, I preached on the end time signs. That's not what I want to preach on tonight. I ain't getting to them yet, but I'm just talking to you. We're in the end time, children. Wicked men and seducers is whacking worse and worse. Yes. Tell them dope right out of some of our Pentecostal churches. Hang around the parking lots.
Come on.
Tell me they ain't doing it. I know they're doing it.
Right.
Slick operators. Huh? Yeah. But buying and selling. I went and preached for church, and I said, people buy and sell things they don't need, but it's fulfilling the Bible. And you know, after church, Pat said, Brother Moore, I'm ashamed to tell you, but you can't have a horse in this town. You can't have a cow. You can't have a chicken. You can't have a hog. It's against the city ordinance. You can't have one in this city limit. And I live right there in the city limits. And he said, a boy come by and had a bridle. Said, where'd you get that set of bolt down there? It's hardware. What'd you get for it? Told him. Said, did he have any more? Said, he had one more. Said, get down there by tomorrow. I ain't gonna be able to get there. Pick it up for me, will you? He said, I ain't got no horse. I can't own no horse here. And that bridle's hanging on the barn, on the garage wall out there. You brought something home, hid it in the trailer, didn't you? Didn't even want to tell the wife you bought it. Done you had two or three of them. Amen. What's the matter? It's that spirit of buying. Bible said you do it. You're going to do it.
Right.
You're going to marry and give in marriage, not because it's God's will for you to, but because he knows you're going to do it. Do it worse than ever. We're in the end time. I don't know whether you know it or not. We're in the end time. We're in the time of Lord. I don't care how you believe it coming, Lord. You better stay ready. Down south, an old boy said, that bunch of believers, they're going to be here during the tribulation. Said, I'm leaving. He said, when you going, Brother Moore? When you leave. I said, that's when I'm going. When you leave. If you leave out, I'm leaving out. Glory to God.
Yeah.
He is a good man. Aren't you glad you're saved tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want to go when the Lord. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll be here through Wednesday night. I may not be no longer. I drove this 2,700 miles up here and back to help you. You're the only thing I really had on my schedule. This church right here. Oh, I'm going to stop going back to a place. I'm going to stop. I didn't have it on schedule. I ain't got no schedule. I didn't have nothing wrote down. A while back, a fellow asked me to come and hold a meeting. And when he asked me, I said, don't know when it'll be. It's in the warm weather. I seen snow on the ground. I said, be there in the time of snow. He said, when's that? I said, don't know. But in the winter, the snow fell and God sent me. When I landed at the runway, snow on each side of the runway, snowed on me twice while I was there. The Lord knows what he's doing. Well, that was Benny Southern. We're glad to see you folk. It's great to make your acquaintance. Some of the best people in the world up here. And I just sure like to be up to you while I'm here. I'm not a performer. Sometimes I get in meetings and I feel that spirit sometimes that gets in the song fest. And I'll see how I can do. Well, I'll tell you, I hope the Lord don't really show you how I can do. Because I'm going to tell you, it ain't worth your while. you know what, children? I may not preach again tonight. You know, two or three nights here, I really ain't preached hard at all. I first started, I wasn't raised in religion. I knew nothing about religion. My mama taught me to be good, and Daddy was a hard-working man. And said, don't you go to the show on Sunday. And don't take a whooping off nobody. That's about it. That's about it. It's old-time people. Old-time people. Well, I got in church. An old man preached, and I could hear myself swallow. Seemed like I had heart trouble, but it didn't. Seemed like my health's giving away, but it wasn't. Well, not some old-time conviction, thank God. Well, it took me three nights to get saved. And when I finally got saved, there's a big old man weighs 300. Well, no, not that big old man, honey, but he weighed about 375. He's a nice size man. God bless you. I love that boy. I love that boy. He knows it. That boy knows who loves him. He knows it. You know what? When I got up out of the altar, we never was much of a family to hug each other much. You know, some folks come over to us and runs off into other families with them too bad. But that big old fat boy reached across the altar and slapped me in the back and said, thank God, so I'd like to knock him out. He's stout as ox. I never had nobody grab me and hug me and squeeze air out of me. Oh, I said, I never had nothing like this in my life. I don't know whether I even understand what I'm into or not. He's the old boy that rode amongst the trees running on his horse with a sheriff shooting at him and said, I'll get you, Otis, I'll get you. He had found Otis still. Otis come in about daylight one morning, heard his mother praying for him in the front room. Old big Otis, stout as ox, wasn't afraid of nothing. Big Otis got saved. Went in the sheriff's office. Sheriff went for his gun when Otis come in. He's mean as a bear. Otis, what are you doing here? He said, come to give up. Otis, what in the world have you been fooling around? Have you got religion? Old Otis's chair, I began to feel this chair, his chin began to shake. Yes, sir, he said, "Hal, charge it dismissed, Otis. Charge it dismissed. Hang in there, boy." He hung in there all right. He built a church, and me and Richard McDaniel and a bunch of others got saved under that old-time preacher, man.
Praise God.
Oh, I wish I could help you. We got some folks think them religious folks just been raised that way. I wasn't raised that way, and I wish I had been, but it wasn't. Well, they just kind of angel turned. I wasn't angel turned. The only thing that threatened to expel my school for is fighting. I'm sorry for that. But I'm going to tell you what, I've had a good time for 45 years. I went yonder to Colorado Rockies, elk hunting and deer hunting, boys. I got lost in them high mountains in that snow, and you can get lost in the Rockies. And you can freeze to death that night, too. But this Oklahoma man is away high in them mountains hunting, going across them switchbacks, and I got lost. It was snowing. It was getting on evening. I didn't know how in the world to get out of there. Meet my tracks coming around through there. I began to pray. I'm talking about being saved. I began to pray, and Spirit come up on me, and God said, "Go higher." I could go higher in the mountain, but I couldn't get out of them. You can't come out of there sometime very easily in Colorado Rockies. I got away high in that mountain, and Spirit bid me go higher. Against all feeling you'd have, but Spirit said, I heard talking to you, said, "Go higher." Have mercy. You praying about your daughter, or husband, your daughter, your girl getting, your boy getting married. I've been praying for Becky. She's 25, going down the highway the other day after all these years. Spirit come on me like it has time and again through the years and said to me, "Becky's found a boy in Georgia." Yeah, that's before she got him, before she went with him. Spirit brought it back to me, said she's found a boy in Georgia. Well, she did. Oh, hallelujah. You believe in the power of God? Yeah. Y'all know Charles Barnett? Yeah. I may not even preach tonight. We don't have to have preaching all the time. Sometimes all we need is a little running, a little shouting. Hallelujah. I wish sometime the Spirit would come upon me like it did Elijah. I'd like to outrun a good team of horses. You take the Spirit of God away from us, holy rollers, we flatter in the Church of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. I may take a little text after a while and talk a while about it. I don't know. But I was down home. I said, "Do you believe in the Spirit? Spirit speaking to people?" Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called him." Holy Ghost, talk to the other church. Separate. Have to have a good election. Knows who's qualified. Down home, and somebody called, said Charles had a bad heart attack. Charles Barnett, I hope he gets this tape so he can hear it. Down praying, the Spirit said to me, "Call him, tell him he'd be all right. He's going to come out of it in good shape." Well, I rung the phone. Sister Barnett answered, said, "Brother Moore," I said, "Yes." She said, "Charles have another heart attack right now." Said, "He is." "Yeah." I said, "He can't talk to him." "Yes," said, "he can still talk, but he's having a heart attack right now. He knows what he's having." Put the phone in his ear. Devil said, "God didn't tell you a thing." I said, "You don't know nothing about it." "You know nothing about it." I said, "The Lord's told me, Charles, that you're going to be all right. God has done told me." Well, he got all right. Got all right. He come to Bristol, and you boys come. The first full week of June, they've done put me back in as chairman without me even being there. Just work one on me is what they've done. They've done it Saturday. But he come to the meeting, and he had had some more flyer up. We began to pray for sick, and had about 200 of them lined up there, and about 60 preachers on each side of them going through the boys laid hands on. I looked down the line, and I seen Charles Barnett coming up the line. Had one of them visions. You know, some folks are silly. If they don't understand it, they don't think it can be understood. And if they've never been to it, they don't think nobody else has. They're like that silly professor that did this. He stood before his class, that agnostic infidel, and said, "Has anybody seen God today?" Not a student. Not a student. My girl goes to college. I'm going to tell you what, our college, our tax money that's helping some college ought to be doing something else. Some colleges. The professor said, "Then let it be established that there's no God." Little Christian brother in the back said, "Has anybody seen a professor's brains today? Let it be established that he has none." I thought that's all right. I saw a vision, and I saw Charles Barnett preaching years from then. Bristol, Oklahoma, 7 years ago, I saw him preaching years from then. I had a vision of him preaching years away. I hollered out old PA, "Charles, I just saw you preaching years from now." Well, he said, "It just well take you out of the line then, hadn't it, Brother Moore?" I said, "Get out of it, boy. We're not just a-playing marbles. We're not just a-having fun. You get out of there. God showed me. That's been 7 years. He preached Richlands last year. I've heard stand up on the back of your neck nearly." You ever hear anybody preach on the prodigal son and take that text from the Old Testament? "How long shalt thy journey be, and when wilt thou return?" Tore me all to pieces. Did you ever hear anybody preach that with the prodigal son? "How long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return?" That's what the king said to Hezekiah. He preached to them backsliders. "How long?" He said, "You'll wait till old Shep's dead and your old pony's old and gray and mother's buried before you come back home. You wish you'd have got back quicker." His own boy that had left home was sitting there, and the tears run down his face and down his face. Left with the young sister at home saying, "Bubby, who'll take the fish off my hook for me? Who'll bait my line for me? Oh, there'll be somebody, sis." Left with the mother waving and crying, fixed him a lunch to go. When he finally decided to come back, mother was buried, sister's married and gone, old chef was dead, dad was a stooped old man. "How long will thy journey be, and when wilt thou return?" Somebody thinks you're going to get back. You're going to be changed when you get back. Well, I just want to tell you about Charles. Stayed in his home the other day. Had a revival for him. It's been years. My, he's preaching good. Lord can diagnose the case. Yes, sir. How? You know it's been my privilege time or two. I may fall dead here in a minute. Won't that be glorious? Go to heaven? That'd be wonderful. Won't you got to die to go nearly unless the Lord come take you? Preacher man, did you know that our nerve trouble that we think's heart trouble and our ulcers that we're getting is just worrying and fretting? That's not a burden. No, not a bit in the world. If all you get down worrying, worrying, worrying all night, that ain't no burden. That's just worrying. Breaking our preacher's health down. Amen. Wish we could find the secret Moses had. Lived to be 120 years old. Eyesight wasn't dim. Natural force wasn't abated. Bless my heart and perfect health. Mountain climber when he died. Went from the plains of Nebo to the top of Pisgah and on to the top of Nebo. See the whole country from there. And God had to kill him and God had to bury him to get rid of him. I mean, he wouldn't die until God killed him. That's all right. God loved him. I ain't going to take no text yet because it's too early to take text. Oh, the Lord proved it to us in Matthew 17, 1 through 3. He sent him back down here. He's up there with God. He sent him back down here and talked with Moses. Moses and Elias come down here. Aren't you glad the Lord knows and he knows what to do for you? How to help you? I may take a little thought here. It's a very simple thought. That's the only kind I've ever had. That's what it's going to do. There's no use being in a hurry. I went to preach. They asked me to preach. I never had preach. Me preach? Lord. They just kept pumping me, and I got praying. I didn't know I never had nothing like life. I never felt nothing like life. Didn't know nothing about it. So I put a pencil this big around in my Bible. Now, you see what I'm showing you? It cost two for a nickel. They weren't these ballpoint pen. It cost two for a nickel. And I put them in the Bible, and you know, not any book you put a pencil like that in and open that book or get up, that'll fall open to it. Won't it do it? It'll do it. You don't have no trouble finding the place in your book if you got a pencil that big in it. Well, I couldn't find it. I got up to preach, and I hunted. I had that laying in where I was going to read. I never did find it. I'm telling you what, I was there. I know what happened to me. I opened that book and opened that book and opened that book, and I could never find that pencil in there. Till I sat down and just fell open to it and I sat down. That was Brother Moore in the beginning of his preaching, 838 Southeast 29th Street in Oklahoma City. I said, I'll never try that again. I'd already been running a service station. I had to work 42 hours a week and go to school every day. Papa's in the hospital and Brother Moore. Breadwinners was down. I had to hit it early. I've hit it early. Work 60 hours a week and preach every night. Sorry if that little old preacher got up and said, I have to take two Anisons a night to calm me down after walking the hospital hall. And there sat Grant Horton, had walked 12, 15 to 20 miles a night back and forth. And there sat Vince Wilson, had walked the mountains and walked the mountains for miles and miles. Paul, I won't tell that young man, be quiet. There's a mountain sitting around you there. Great God, men work a 12-hour shift and walk 10 hours to preach 10 hours back. I read Vince Wilson's history, his testimony, and he said one day he got up, went to church. It was nearly Christmas. Didn't have nothing. There's four or five preachers there, and he said they didn't need me. But afterwards, said I went to a brother's house, asked me to eat dinner with him, and said he'd give me some tithe money. And that was when you could buy, a sack of flour for a quarter and just a big sack of beans for a dime. And that's way, way back. And he loaded himself down with groceries. And he said, I brought them home and set them in the floor. My little girl danced, not because she got a toy, but because they had something to eat. He never mentioned he walked 30 miles that day. Vince Wilson never mentioned that he walked 30 miles. Never breathed it, never said it. Hallelujah. Listen, men, this fella's walked all. There's Havis Crawford over there, walked with his daddy and preached to big blisters that big around on his heels and his feet. His daddy said to me, Earl, his daddy said, Brother Moore, he is just a boy. Said, we got a little old place to stay that night. We thumbed a ride on the road, and two roughnecks picked us up, and Havis had his old guitar in the back. We got in, they cussed and told about how they'd worked and what a rough shift, and one of them said, boy, can you play that guitar? Yes, he said, give us a number. He give them one. If we never meet again this side of heaven, old Earl said you could feel it, and I said, help him, Lord. I'm telling you, when them roughnecks, when he got through with that, they pulled in a little town. There's a hotel. They handed them boys money and set out there. They got checked in to be sure they got a room. He said, when he took his shoes off, his blisters on his feet, I said, oh, God, it'll ruin him. He'll never want to preach. He'll never want to try. He wants to, don't he? Yes, we buried Daddy a long time ago. I sat down. I said, I'll never preach again. I'll never drop words on the eardrum of the human family no more and tell him I'm a preacher. No boy walked up and said, that is good, Lester. I said, shut up. Let's act like we've got some sense. Sometimes us holy rollers just make sillies out of ourselves, you know what? I mean, I went to church a while back when they can't sing the words, they sang the notes. They know what the rest is and they rest there. They know what a bird's eye is. I'm not knocking, I'm just telling you. We ain't half smart now. God bless you. Now, don't you think I'm trying to be mean? I mean, we must have God. We must have the Spirit. We must have revelation from the Lord. We must have the Holy Ghost. We must have a move from the Lord. That's what we got. I said, now, let's be sensible. I didn't do nothing. No, I didn't do nothing. No, you used to tell me it did. I said, I know better. Now, I'll never do it no more. Lord is so good. He don't scream at nobody like I do. Talking to you early. Won't you try it again? Next time, I want you to pray good. Lord, I prayed enough to raise the dead. I said, I'm going to try it one more time. If it don't work, I ain't worrying nobody with it. I ain't even going to buy me a house, shut and run from church, saying they ought to pay for it, and I can't say anything about it or nothing. Glory to God. Yeah! Have an ocean run and leap. I just feel like it. The next time I preach, great God, I wish they'd have taped it. Now, I know why they named you this, but I just apologize. I swear to. I usually take a text a little quicker. Sometimes stay with it. I made a deal with the Lord 45 years ago nearly. I said, if you'll help me where I go, help me not to preach anything. It's not right. Don't let me load a man with a thing that you don't have to carry. I mean, don't let me take nothing off of me. Don't need to shed off. Just deliver me to preach it. And during the war, they rejected me. I said, Lord, if you want me to preach, I'll preach. I preached for $1.50, $2 a week. I had a trade in the shipyard. I could make good money. No, sir, I don't want to tell the Lord. I've been preaching that way for 40-some years now. I said, if they say it's good, it's all right. If they say it's bad, it's all right. But do let me preach what people need, what they'll have to be able to stand in the presence of God. So many others. All right, a little thought tonight. Answer while you can. Revelation 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. God loves people, but he rebukes them. God loves people, but he whips them. Daddy said it hurts me worse than it does you. It's hard for me to believe that when I was a boy. But I know now. Yes, sir, I know now. I tell you what, I've whipped my children. I raised them. I had to whip them. You know, my brother-in-law went to college and got up on a sharp business, and he said, you do not have to chastise children. You do not have to whip children. He said to my sister, you can raise them without that. You just instruct them, and that'll work. He instructed them until one day, I'm fixing to whip you right now. And he did, and it worked, and it helped things. But you know, he got away from him. His teaching left him. He found out he had to do what the Bible said in order to get him mind, you know. Yay! God chastens people. Don't think that everything that happened to you causes you the meanest thing in the world. Sometimes God's after you. Time the Lord's whipping you. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Oh, thank God for his great love and mercy. All it takes to get you out of things a lot of time is just repent. Be willing to repent. Never will forget that Bible school student preached to the Bible school students. They need to repent. Said one of the best messages he had at the Bible school. All of them supposed to be preachers, learn to preach. Power of God come upon him, and he preached on repent. And that's what nearly all of them needed to do, is repent. That's what the majority of our church world needs to do, is repent. Amen. Behold, I. Who is he? Time would tell. Time would fail to tell who all he is. I won't have time tonight. Not in shape I'm in. I wouldn't have strength to it. But we're going to touch on a few. It's been listed in many others. But behold, I. Who is this? Behold, I is saying something. Who is he? He's Alpha and Omega. He's the author and the finish of our faith. He's the author of eternal salvation. He's the beloved son. He's the branch. He's the bread of life, the captain of salvation, the chief shepherd, Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, cornerstone, the counselor, the dayspring, the deliverer, desire of all nations. He's the door. He's the good shepherd. He's the head of the church. He's the holy child. He's the image of God. He's Jesus. He's Jesus of Nazareth. He's the king of kings, the king of ages, the king of the Jews, the king of saints, the lawgiver. He's my rock, my sword, and my shield. He's the wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's the governor of the nation. Bless his name. Woo! Yeah, Isaiah saw him traveling in the greatness of his strength. Come in his own name because it was no greater. Swore by himself because nobody else there as great as he was. He's the great I am of the Old Testament. I am what I am. I am what I will be. I was, I am to Abraham, and I am to thee. He's still I am right now. I am what I am. I am what I will be. I was, I am to Abraham, and I am to thee. Great God, you can build a church on a flat rock without anybody to help you if God's in it. You don't need to pay any attention to my calisthenics. It's been my help for 45 years. I don't ask you to do but one thing. Now, just listen to what I'm telling you. He's the Lamb of God. He's life. He's the light of the world. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lord of all. He's the Man of Souls. He's the Mighty One. He's the Morning Star. He's the Holy Nazarene, Only Begotten Son of God. Prince of Kings, Prince of life, Prince of peace, Redeemer. Behold, I, resurrection and life, the rock. I think of the rock. I think of Becky's rock. I'm talking on him tonight. I want to talk to you a while about it. Answer while you can. Behold, I. Pay attention to who's knocking here. Over at my farmhouse where I live in the farm on the country. Becky, my little girl's 25 now. She growed up, we had a rock by the front door. Rock. Becky stood on it to reach the handle. Nobody knowed what my rock was. People come and went. Well, what's Brother Moore got a rock pile by the door for? Becky knew. It's what got her to the door. Yeah. It's what opened the door for her. Yeah. He's a rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a stone, which the builders rejected.
Yeah.
What we need with that?
Right.
Chief cornerstone. Didn't need it. Didn't want it. Didn't think they needed it. Becky got up on that rock 1,000 times, I guess, before she found out and go to reach for that door handle. Her rock, he's my rock. I fell on it a lot of times. Nobody knowed what I was doing. He didn't know how valuable that was to me. He's my rock. He's rock. He's my rock. Well, he's my rock, my sword, and my shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's the governor of the nation. Bless his name. Woo! Seem like my lungs are loose enough. I have an ocean to sing. She had so trouble for 3 days. You know that? You've had so trouble for 3 days. Hallelujah. I don't sound foolish to you, boys, and I'm not trying to be. I preach and I'm sick as a horse if a horse gets sick. I've heard that said. I've kicked my way out of more than one of it. I've preached in the pulpit and kicked my way completely out by the grace of God. Kicked out of it. I mean, kicked it plumb off of me. Do you want to be well? Would you like to be healed? Why, some folks don't want it bad enough to cut a little step for the Lord when they get it. You're better than you was not sure before. I mean, God's hit you.
Amen.
You know it's worth it, ain't it?
Amen.
Brother Lewis went into the Tulsa hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and a black woman lay on the bed, bad sick. Brother and Sister Lewis walked in. Power of God come upon him. He didn't go there to visit that woman. Oh, that we had more people led by the Spirit. Whew. Hallelujah. I can't get ready for a church. It's got to have 3 minutes for this, 7 minutes for that, 17 minutes for that. I just can't really get rid of that. Brother Lewis, Brother L.D. walked in. Power of God says, Lewis, follow me. He's up to bed and said, woman, don't you know God can help you? Yes, I do. And jumped out of bed in that little short gown on. And he went a dancing around one side of the bed. She went around the other side. Never had seen a woman before. And said, Lewis said, oh, God, help him get out of here before the law gets here. She wasn't in the spirit quite as deep as he was. I know that happened. I've been on the inside track on that stuff. Behold, I. Take a look at me. I'm a waymaker. I'm a sea walker. I'm a blind man healer. Thank God, hallelujah. Ain't nobody been to church like him. Nobody talk like him. Behold, I. Standing here at the door, waiting on you. Oh, if you could just get a touch of it. Man, whew, have mercy on me. I'm as excited as I was when I first got saved. You know what? Picked up the church telephone. I rung a wrong number, but got the right person. Woman in the hospital, black woman, Oklahoma City, said, hello here. I said, who is this? She said, yes, here's Liza. I said, what's the matter with you, Liza? Where are you at? That's a true pastor for you. She doesn't remember. About time to start. I can't quit. I've called the wrong number, but got the right person. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Well, whose door is he knocking at? Well, it's a white man. Well, hold it here now. Where'd you get that? Anybody. Make this where you got anything or not.
make any difference whether anybody loves you or not. The whole eye stand at the door and knock. Anybody door. Any country. Any color. Hi, Liza, I say you talking to a man, I read it to you. I turned right over there and I said, he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. He stand at the door. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed, whether you understand it or not. We are healed, whether you believe it or not. It's God's Bible. Wasn't for the Bible to be calling itself a hoe handle or a wheelbar or something. It's a book that told you was a man and you was a woman. People say they don't believe, but they call itself men and women anyhow. And man and woman, they got that from the Bible. Read her a bunch of verses. Hey, she said. When she said that, I said, only so they're in here. Was I having a meeting, just me and Liza. Her over yonder in the hospital, me in the church office. Woo-wee. She just threw my soul. She said, I wonder, would you read it one more time? Here I got a church out here, came home and said through the first time. Can't stay asleep through the first time already. Hey, hurry up and get through with that, Brother Moore. And here's a soul asked me to read it again. Yes, I said I'll read it again. I read it one more time. Hey, she said. I like the way they do that. You know that? I believe we ought to inject that into our service. That thrilled my soul. I felt the power of God. Just as soon as I felt it, she said, hey. I said, brother, thank God, that's the thing to say when you feel like that. Ain't you while you can? Somebody at the door. Somebody knocking on your door tonight. Listen, I'm talking to you. You in this building, Lord knocking on your heart. Ah, listen, he ain't going to break no door down. Somebody said, if the Lord wants in, he'll get in. He'll knock on your heart. You'll have to answer. He won't break the door down. He's knocking, Roger. He's knocking. Let's get back to my scriptures. I haven't got time to go any further with that, but I want to talk a little while to you about answer while you can. Oh, God, have mercy. Boy, I sat on a seat in a little church I built in Moore, Oklahoma. Been to Vietnam, sat beside another one. Boy, I sat next to him, said, let's go to that altar. Let's get on there and get saved. Let's get out of here, I said. We ain't going to that altar. He got him out. 3 days later, the phone rang. Brother Moore, he's been wounded bad. This boy was in your church the other night. Pray for him. Fell on my face, and the Lord said, get up, he's dead. Get up, he's dead. He shot in the head. Says, too late. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Yeah. Don't that bug you? Someday he'll quit. Someday, boy, someday, man, someday, woman, you'll look out the glass, you look out in the yard, and you'll say, where's God at? Oh, where's God at? You better. I ain't sure while I'm standing there knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and come into, and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. He's knocking. Anybody that will hear, can hear. You got to open from the inside. I don't know what you're waiting on. Some of you's been here at the meeting. You need to open the door. Open the door. And when you get the door, he'll come in and sup with you and you with him. Through the years and the tears and the trials and heartaches. And we've had some. We have had some. Yes, sir. We've had some severe ones. But time and again, he sat down with me. Made me know I walked your woods this evening. I found him in the woods back here. Found him in the deep, quiet woods. I'm the same LD. I've never changed. I'm ever the same. I never change. You know why some folks don't get nowhere with the Lord? They always look at somebody else. He's knocking on your door. Answer while you can. Answer while you can. It's too late. It's too late. Tonight, there's somebody laying in the morgue. It's too late. It's too late. People call this preacher man and these other brethren here. Brother Moore, so-and-so's passed away. A lady called me and said, won't you preach mother's funeral? I knew her years, 40 years ago. I said, was your mama saved? We don't know. We don't know, Brother Moore. We don't know. Too late. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will... come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Notice, any man, if any man hear my voice, if any man hear my voice. I was down in Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, in that little house behind that church, when that black man walked out on that parking lot and said he needed help. We called to see him, and he came, and we met him in that office. Tears run down that man's face, and he said, I need help, I need something. We said, you need Jesus Christ. He said, I guess that's what I need. We went in that auditorium, and that old boy prayed to and got saved just a little bit. Didn't take long. If any man, listen, lady, if you're here and you're loaded with sins and cares and troubles tonight, come on down here. He's knocking at your door. If you're here tonight, you're a backslider out there, come on down here while he's still knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Answer. Answer while you can. Oh, I've prayed with men. I prayed in Denton, Texas with a man that went to World War II. He promised God everything under heaven to get him back. He got him back. He wouldn't do what he told the Lord he'd do. He shed puddles of tears on the altar every night in that tent meeting. He said, I can't find him, LD. He said, I've lied to him too much. He said, I've grieved his spirit too much. I didn't say that. He said that to me. Don't wait too late. Answer while you can. It's really ill-mannered not to answer God. You can get by with that on me. But look, if Jesus Christ is knocking on your heart tonight and dealing with you, you've heard these saints' testimonies, and you've been here and heard this singing. Well, we, children, I'm going to tell you the truth. There's some folks think, well, they just lean to religion. I didn't lean to religion. I wish I had, but I didn't. I didn't have any idea of being in religion. I never dreamed about being a preacher going across the country asking people to seek the Lord. But I'm glad I am. Have you answered the call? Have you answered Jesus knocking on your heart? Have you answered? You know, a lot of people won't let it out, but they'll tell you if they would and tell the truth, yes, the Lord's dealt with me. I've laid at night and wondered if I'd go to hell before daylight. I've laid and wondered if the Lord had called me, what could I say? Behold, I stand at the door. Now, I'm going to close this out. I've got a lot of other things I can say, but I ain't going to do it. I'm going to give you a chance to come to this altar. Answer while you can. Answer while you can. You'll be glad you did. I've never been sorry I answered. If you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord, listen, you've gone far enough. Come on. Let's all stand. Every saint in prayer, please. Every saint in prayer, please. I feel like surely there's someone here tonight that'll come down. Surely they'll obey the Lord. Surely they'll answer, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him, and he with me. I'll have fellowship with him. Jesus Christ is ready tonight if you'll make your move. He's ready to save you. He's ready to take you back for your backslider. He's knocking at your door. We have your attention a minute, please. If there's a sinner here, a backslider here, will you respond to this altar call? Brother Moore, I'm coming to God. I don't care what anybody thinks. It's not their soul. It's mine. I'm coming to God. Will you move out tonight? So important that you do this. All of our witnessing, our preaching, is because he saved us. Now we want you to be saved. If you're here in a sinner, will you come? Will you come? Let's bow our heads right now, everybody. Too much attention. Not enough attention, children, on this altar service right here. I want to pray with you. Dear Lord, we're here for one purpose. That's try to get somebody saved. We're not here just to sing, preach, and pray, and go home, but we're here to try to get somebody blessed, somebody helped. We ask you to deal with their hearts right now and let the Spirit speak to them. Knock on their heart, Lord, while we deal with them. Cause them to decide tonight, I'll go. I'll go and pray tonight, and I'll be saved. Could we have you down at this altar? If you're a sinner, will you come? Will you respond to the Spirit while it speaks to your heart? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's knocking on your heart tonight. He wants you to come. Will you come? Will you come tonight? I plead with you to come. I plead with you to yield the Lord. Yield the Spirit and come to the altar and be saved. Will you do it? Will you do it? Come on. Come on. God bless you. Come on. Step back, little girl. Stay out of the aisle. Come right on. Kneel right here at the altar. Come right on. Come right on. Will you come? Will you obey the Lord? Let the Spirit speak to your heart. He's knocking. Come on. God bless you. Bless this neighbor, Lord. Come on. Come on. Let the Spirit speak to you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's knocking on your heart. He wants you to be saved. Will you come? Will you come tonight? Come right on. God bless you. Come right on. Come right on. God bless you. God bless you. Help these folks, children. You know these people. Come and pray with them. All right. Come right on, children. You need the Lord. The Lord's knocking on your heart. You want to be saved. You want the Lord. Come on. Come on down with these neighbors that's praying. You need the Lord, and you know you need the Lord. Come on. Move out. Step right on out and come right on. Get saved. Come and be saved tonight. Come and find the Lord. Don't leave here a sinner. You don't have to. The Lord wants to save you. Come on. Come on. The Lord wants to save you. Come right on. Come right on. Come and pray with us. Come and seek the Lord and be saved tonight. The Lord wants to save you. Wants to save you tonight. Come on. God bless you. Come on. While the Spirit speaks to you, come and pray. Come and seek the Lord. Come and seek the Lord while the Spirit speaks to you. Praise the Lord. Come on, neighbors. God bless you. Come on. God bless you. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.